Welcome to Purple Cheese.
I'm your host, Abba.
I'm Karel. And we did that really well, actually. We kind of sing that one up really nicely.
Smooth, bro, smooth.
And that literally was only the first time that we did that.
What can I say? We're flawless.
So this is, you're listening to Purple Cheese.
Purple Cheese.
It's purpley, it's cheesy.
Not to be confused with Purple Rain.
No, very different things.
Very different.
This is more like a gazpacho made of cheese for your mind. It's a little bit sickly, the cheese has gone off, it's purple. Oh, what is that? Is it rancid? I'm not sure, but it's kind of tasty, it's addictive. Maybe the mold is infecting your nostrils with a fragrant, potent, pungy smell, aroma. Purple is filling your nostrils.
Sometimes you smell things and then your eyes water a little bit. You know what I mean? Like you kind of get that bit of that, what's that? Like other people's body odor when you're at the gym and you're a bit like,
is that what you smell?
Is that vinegar or is that you?
Has someone been pickling herrings under your armpits?
No, that's just me. I've been on the treadmill a while.
Got some of that purple cheese.
Oh, no. Let's start again. I feel like purple cheese should be a good thing.
This is a good thing. It's because purple cheese is for your brain and it's good for your ears.
When the children got to the cities, they still sang the music of the church. But the words they were singing left the church in the lurch. In the church, women were called sister. And the music had no hues. Outside the church, women are called baby. And the music is called the blues.
Well, I had my share of trouble, had my share of tears and joy. Yes, I had my share of trouble, had my share of tears and joy. Well, I'm feeling kind of happy, happy as a baby boy. Well, I had my share of women, had my share of tears and joy. Yes, I had my share of women, had my share of tears and joy. But I'm still feeling happy, happy as a baby boy. Well, I don't know, sometimes, babe, what makes my heart beat this away. Yes, my soul, babe's calling just on you. And I don't know what to do. Well, I found me a lover. Yes, now, babe, I've got it bad. Well, I don't know sometimes. Yes, sometimes I just don't care. Well, I don't know sometimes. Sometimes I just don't care. If I still love my baby, she can lead me anywhere. Coming through. Yes, I don't know, babe, when my days is coming through. Well, it's one thing I know soon. Yes, my love belongs to you. Sometimes, well, I wonder where Bobby can be, where she can see.
That should be our jingle, purple cheese.
Yeah, I was going to say ringtone. Do we have a ringtone? Do we still do
it? I think
is it 2001?
We should move into a ringtone vibes. Yeah, really bitty. Beep,
burp. Only available on
Nokia. No phone ever sounded like that. But like the beep, burp, beep. That is my impression of a ringtone.
Only available on the old Nokias, like 3310 style.
You have to downgrade in order to be able to access it. Great.
I love that
it's a really hard barrier to entry.
Your business model involves technology that's like now defunct.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm striking it out on my own, guys. I'm doing my own thing. I'm going to make ringtones.
Car phones. That's where we're going with this. The phone lives in the car. It can never be taken out of the car.
It only lives. You
have to buy a new car with a phone in it. That's the only way it works. You have to go to the car to pick up the phone.
Imagine.
My car's ringing. The car's ringing, guys. Forget it. I'm in the house. Just leave the car.
You just get into bed. It's a cold winter's night. You've got your hot water bottle tucked under the duvet. Close your eyes. What's that? Car phone's ringing.
My car's ringing.
Might be an emergency. Business line. It's the Hong Kong office. You've got to close that deal.
How annoying would that if you were the neighbour and you'd be like, Mr. Stevenson's car is ringing again. Why is his car ringing again?
This was
again?
Like a pre-silent mode time as well.
Yeah. I guess the phone goes off when the car, but then you could never get phone calls. You could only make a call when you're in the car. How long were people spending in cars that they needed to have the phone in there?
I don't know. I guess a long time. Traffic jams?
Maybe. I feel like there was less jams in the past.
Nah, there's always been traffic.
Probably. Horse and cart style. We're listening to a song now? I'm confused.
Yes, we're going to listen to a song.
Oh, we're doing the jingle.
And then we're going to do the jingle.
Okay. What could the jingle be?
We'll play the song and then we'll find out.
Okay. I'm like singing this, so I'm trying to sing.
Oh my god, if only you could see Corral right now. He's closing his eyes. He's got like such a concentration face on and he's like mouthing words. I can't hear him. His lips are just moving like almost whispers of
like
events.
I'm like Rain Man, like warming up.
Oh my
like
god.
I haven't quite got into being the savant, but I'm like just warming up. My hands are kind of going, my eyes are shuttering. My mouth's like just running away.
Your eyes are shuttering, are they?
Is that a word?
Yeah,
that's
a word. Definitely a savant.
Like the flickering of the eyelids. I've got that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm like channeling some sort of inner jingle prowess. Like,
I'm gonna buy you a dictionary. I feel like the school has failed you.
Basically just jumble words together, like it kind of makes sense, but the sentence overall you get understanding what I mean.
I get the gist. Yeah,
but listening to the podcast, very poor quality voice, and it's just all like bleh.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I think you could certainly enunciate.
I don't enunciate. I think my brain just tries to shovel all the words out as quick as possible,
and it's enunciate, not enunciate, because that's a different word. Okay, cool.
That was perfect.
Channel the jingle spirits.
Just very quickly on that point, my old science teacher, Mr. Sundin, used to say I had verbal diarrhea. He literally was like, Carl, you have verbal diarrhea again.
Wait, I'm
yes,
sorry.
And he called me Carl.
Can you remind that? What?
He had a thick German accent.
God.
He was like, Carl. He used to call me that.
Okay.
Carl, you have a verbal diarrhea again. That was a bit campy.
Is that your German accent?
That was good. You do. Okay,
do your Arnold Schwarzenegger accent.
Get to the chopper.
That was good.
That was good. Well, he's Austrian, isn't he?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
They're like brother and sister countries, but not
they're
really.
Close.
They're close.
Jingle.
Okay, jingle. All I had in my brain at the moment was like, purple cheese.
I was gonna join in.
Oh, okay. So I'll set up. Okay. So all I had in my head was purple cheese. I don't know where I'm going with it.
But I know that it's cheese.
And purple.
Your mind is a purple.
Okay, let's do this again.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Hey, look, it's purple.
sorry. Why are we doing it in a 1950s style?
I just was going with
there are so many genres.
Okay,
throw me a genre. Why don't we do
it
in like, I don't know, some kind of African tribal shit, like
Purple. bubble.
Hey, pulpa cheese, pulpa cheese, pulpa cheese, pulpa cheese. And stuff your brain with the pulpa cheese.
Bubble cheese.
That's all
I got. That was really good.
Thanks.
That's the purple cheese jingle. A white actor's playing Michael Jackson in a film.
I did hear about this. That's pretty funny.
It's weird, right? I was assuming he'd be black.
Why though? Michael Jackson's not black. Unless they were playing Michael Jackson the baby. Michael Jackson the teenager.
Yeah, but when did he go white?
Like pretty early on.
Yeah, it was like a gradual whitening.
Keith Lemon played Michael Jackson. He's white. Right?
What a British institution.
Who would you want to see play Michael Jackson? And you can't say yourself.
One of the Wayans brothers. Have they done him yet? They've done everything.
They've done everyone, pretty much everyone. But white chicks, you know, I guess they could borrow the same makeup.
You know what, actually, would make a really funny Michael Jackson?
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Imagine Eddie Murphy, like, just dropping some crazy... Michael Jackson, just funny.
Oh, and Eddie Murphy can sing.
And he loves being Eddie Murphy in his films because he loves being every character. So he could literally play every version of Michael. He could be everyone in the Jackson 5. He'll be the dad and he'll be Michael Jackson. We've got it, guys. Hollywood, if you're listening, we're casting Eddie Murphy
as Michael Jackson.
And the Jackson 5s. And what's his sister called?
Janet.
Oh, God, yeah. Eddie Murphy does Janet Jackson.
LaToya,
Tito,
Jermaine, Tito's. Yeah, that's definitely one
Tito.
Of them.
He could probably even do that monkey that Michael Jackson had for a while.
Bobo. No, awesome. I think I made that up.
That's so cool.
But that is a good. Why didn't they go to him?
So yeah, Hollywood, whatever you're doing, stop production. Let's get Eddie Murphy on the phone. We're just gonna just stop this right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna play you a song and we're gonna start making some phone calls.
Do it.
Rain falls in the distance, covering a whole nother town. When that sky clears, I might check it out. Cause they don't talk like me round here. I am a free spirit, I like the open air. Fire is inside me, play each day by ear. I am a free spirit, I like the open air. Fire is inside me, play each day by ear. Rain is falling in the distance, patience is a virtue in this life. Everything so far has been preparing, time to do whatever's next in line. Come with me.
Yourself by a different name. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the sense that you are doing something which completely goes against social decorum.
Okay.
I feel you are trying to give yourself a nickname.
Let me just challenge a couple of your preconceptions about this.
Okay.
Why can't you give yourself your own nickname?
Because you can't. It doesn't work like that.
Why doesn't it work like that?
Because a nickname develops over time. Like, you tell people your name, people play with it, roll it around, you do something funny, they call you that, they shorten it, they abbreviate it, you remind them of something. That's how nicknames are born. They have to happen organically. You can't just like walk into a room and be like, hey, I'm cool brown guy. It's not gonna happen.
That's, by the way, that's a cool nickname.
No,
just
not.
Saying that's a good nickname.
You
whoever came up with that, good.
No,
idea.
You came up with that and you started calling yourself that. Like, hey guys, you can just call me cool brown guy. No, Carell.
That's
no,
a cool nickname. That's a cool nickname.
No. We'll call you Sandeep.
I don't like that one.
Why
that's
not?
Okay, so listeners, I have been trying to give myself my own nickname.
Which you cannot do.
It's not Sandeep. No offense to anyone called Sandeep. It's not for me. So the ones I had whittled down for my friends to kind of choose from was either cool brown guy.
Can't choose your nickname. Can't choose your nickname.
Cool brown guy, though. Pretty good.
It's all right.
Or Bubblegum Prince. Very different. There were a big list, but I'd whittle them down.
Bubblegum Prince.
Yeah, I like it.
You honestly want to be called the Bubblegum Prince?
I think I want the in there, actually. That's nice. That's really good what you did there. The Bubblegum Prince. It gives it a little bit more formality.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
You and your best friend are going to be hanging out with a stranger. Never met them before. but you got to choose. There's three of them in front of you. It's all going to be on the nickname. You've got the Bubblegum Prince, Cool Brown Guy. Which one do you go for?
What, me personally?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you my first impressions.
Hit me.
The Bubblegum Prince, Kitty Fiddler. What? First of all, why is an adult man still, you know, obsessed with bubblegum? Or is he a prince of a bubble? Like, is he the heir to the Hubba Bubba throne? What is the link there?
My
either way, the fact that he's happy to refer to himself as the Bubblegum Prince is somewhat disturbing. Also, every time I say the Bubblegum Prince, I want to say Bubblegum Shrimp.
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay, fine. It's either moving on. Sandeep could be a nice guy. It's a popular Asian name.
Yeah, it's pretty safe, isn't it?
And then the last one, Cool Brown Guy.
Yes.
What if he's like got a poo fetish? What's the brown?
His skin tone.
But no one does that. No one says that. I do that.
Cool Brown Guy. That, what I shade like of that's brown? Really warm. That's really warm to that.
It's putting too much onus on the colour of the skin when really we should be moving away from, you know, even seeing colour.
I don't know what that word means, so it sounds like anus.
You want a nickname?
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy with your name?
Booty's the kind of guy that's eating like beans out of a tin and doesn't give two hoots about it. My only challenge is, I don't know if I grow into that. Am I a Booty McScratchins?
No,
I feel like I need
really.
A hobo vibe and a beard.
It's fun to say. I know.
What is it?
Bubblegum Brown.
Bubblegum Brown.
We put the two together. Bubblegum Brown.
You've kind of, I mean, I did a lot of homework on the names.
Yeah.
You do seem really enthusiastic about this.
If you want me to call you Bubblegum Brown, cue up the next track. Come on, let's do this, Bubblegum Brown. What's your new name?
Let's hit it.
It's ABBA and Bubblegum Brown.
Don't stray away. We have a whole slew of them to spin you away. And as a matter of fact, we want to remind you that if you like to spin your own records, pick that favorite record of yours up, take it home, place it on the turntable, and you have 3 minutes of great, relaxing music. The music you want to hear. But don't forget them.
You enjoy this shit right here.
Yeah.
Thing is, I don't even like bubblegum.
So what? Oh,
I don't even
God
like.
Sake.
I don't even. That's the irony of it. It's like a bittersweet irony, because everyone's gonna be like, "Hey, you got any bubblegum?" Like, no, I don't like it. And the brown bit immediately draws attention to the fact that I'm brown, which I don't really like now.
Exactly.
This whole nickname thing's been a real palaver.
So we've come to the end of another epic podcast, Cloak and Swagger Star.
Another one over so quickly.
How do I follow them? Like, not me personally, but you know, if I'm listening, I like our vibe. Mm-hmm. I want to know how often they come out and how to stay on top of the latest episodes. What do I do?
All good questions, ABBA. I would say follow us on SoundCloud so you don't miss out, and we'll be back every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday.
See you then.